Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Cold.
Yeah, it's 7 degrees here. It's seven.
I left school yesterday. I think it was 24 or 25. It felt like 50.
Isn't that crazy the way you, when I left the house yesterday morning, after the morning before it was 11 below zero, and when I left the house yesterday it was zero, and it had the same feeling. It felt 25 degrees warmer.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, anyways, all right. Speaking about crazy in sports,
there's a lot of crazy. Which one we're going to first?
We're
going to
go with Ray Lewis, Randy Moss among the 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Well, Ray Lewis didn't go to jail, so I guess he can go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Ray, both.
I saw the list of the 15. It's a joke.
Yeah, but, you know, Randy Moss had a little problems in his life, but...
He had them before he got to the NFL.
Yeah, and he straightened himself out. Yeah, he straightened himself out.
I can't see Randy Moss not going to the Hall of Fame.
I can't.
Terrell Owens is on the list. I can't see him going to the Hall of Fame unless he's buying a ticket to get in it.
Let me put it this way. I think he would get in an old timers pick in 10 years down the road.
And Joe Jacoby's on the list, and I guess this isn't the first time Joe Jacoby's been on it. But if Joe Jacoby couldn't get in it, how can Tony Boselli get in it?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, 15 people in a year to go in a Hall of Fame, that's kind of a lot.
I don't think they'll, I think you'll see three or four of those, that's it. I don't think you'll see much more
than
that.
I hope so. I hope they don't do what baseball does, because the Hall of Fame in baseball is the Hall of Mediocrity now.
Yeah, but Ray Lewis, for his play, does deserve to go. He did define his position pretty well.
Is Lawrence Taylor in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, he is.
Then Ray Lewis should be in the Hall of Fame.
That's exactly right. I agree with that statement 100%.
When it came to teetering on the brink of breaking the law, Lawrence Taylor was a ballerina.
A teeter-totter, that's exactly right. All right. We can go to the Knicks losing to the Spurs.
Yeah, this one was at home.
Yeah.
They lost 100-91. See a little bit of a slide here from the Knicks lately. They're not playing as good as they were before, albeit San Antonio was a good team.
Yeah.
The Knicks have a big road trip coming up, and that's going to spell doom for them, because how a team could play one way at home, and we discussed this before, so bad on the road, I just can't comprehend it. And if that continues, the road trip is going to be their demise for the season.
All right, now I just want you to pack your bags, and I want you to head south because of the...
It's snowing in Florida.
I know, but not in this place. Central Florida Athletic Director, the school is planning a parade for their unbeaten national champions.
Here we go.
And I think you should go watch that parade.
I think Montclair State can lay claim to that then, too.
And another big story that I think that you'll be a big fan of, there's a report on Derek Jeter's Project Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, that they're going to run a profit.
In 2018.
Well, you know, that Derek Jeter's a fool. His payroll's going to be nothing. He gets $50 million from Major League Baseball, but like everybody else does. But when your payroll is going to be 49 cents and you're getting $50 million, of course you're going to run a profit. Let's see how much of a profit you make inside the stadium at concessions and whatnot, because the only thing you're going to have in there are ghosts. Nobody's going to support this. I think the under-over on attendance for the Marlins for the season, if it's legit for each game, I say 2,500.
You really think so?
2,500. Who's going to go? Who's going to go? Who's going to go and pay a major league ticket price to watch garbage? Who's going to go and watch this team play when you were very, very close to being a contender, to winning a division title, and you were raped? Who's going to go? Who in their right mind is going to go? Except for maybe Derek Jeter's mother and father and his sister and his nephew. They'll probably be there every day, eating shrimp up in the owner's box, but I don't think anybody else is going to be eating tube steaks in the seats.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports now?
Just another reason to hate Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Saban's critical of the playoff scheduling. Well, he wasn't critical of it when he had 5 weeks off to prepare for the game against Clemson, but now that he has to play 1 week later, just like the other team, he's crying about it. Why? How long do you expect this to go on? Should college football be playing in March, too? Maybe we should wait until March, and this way we can have the college football championship and the basketball champion at the same time, because crybaby Nick Saban wants to do it that way. Come on. What, are you kidding me?
I never thought I'd do this, but I'm going to root for the Dogs.
Oh, I'm definitely. Why wouldn't you root for them? You got to root for the underdog against Alabama. Alabama's right up there with the Yankees of teams you love to hate.
Yankees and the Patriots and the Cowboys.
Yeah. And Alabama. I mean, how can he have the nerve to cry? He didn't cry in years before when he won championships and it was the same type of thing. But now all of a sudden you're crying? Come on, man. Send this guy a case of Kleenex. Why is he crying?
Because he's Nick Saban.
What a dope.
He's got a license to cry.
I hope they either get drubbed or I hope they lose on the last play of the game. I don't know which one's more painful.
Last play of the game. Remember when they lost on that missed field goal?
Yeah.
And you remember his face?
Oh, yeah.
It was a Jerry Jones reaction whenever something bad happened to the Cowboys. If they go to the Cowboys owner's box, you see this just horrified look on Jerry Jones' face.
And a couple years ago when they missed that field goal and they ran against Auburn, that's and they ran it back in the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, his look on his face was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, that was worth the price of admission. Yeah, I'd pay tickets to watch the Marlins if they were showing that on the screen.
As a matter of fact, I've got that game. It was such a great ending. Mm-hmm. I've actually have that game saved on my TiVo box on TV, and every once in a while I'll just bring it up to the last 2 or 3 minutes
to laugh at him.
Well, to laugh and just say, "Wow, what an ending!"
Yeah, this is a coach of a top program in the country, and you're crying that you want more time between games.
It would be like seeing Gina Auriemma, the UConn women's coach, complain.
Yeah,
that's it.
Complain, period.
And you never hear him complain.
Well, why should he? Right. Better than everybody else.
That's exactly right.
Nick Saban, it just shows he has no class. He's a crybaby.
Well, that's
terrible.
I agree with you on that. All right, I guess there's not much else going on, is there?
A little hockey last night. Boston beat up the Islanders 5-1. The Devils lost in a shootout out in St. Louis 3-2. The Devils haven't won a game in St. Louis in 9 years.
Jeez.
That's a pretty amazing feat. And tonight there's only two games. One of them includes the Rangers, and the Blackhawks come to town. So tonight's game should be a pretty entertaining game.